and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
World Series, here we come. The Astros get their first win of spring training, and they do it in a comeback fashion. And we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what Zach Greinke had to say in the most Zach Greinke type of way. And we'll have to talk a little bit more about that awesome Lance McCullers podcast we had yesterday, and it was just a great day in Astros baseball. And we'll talk about all this on today's Locked On Astros podcast. And don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on this podcast app, Himalaya, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in car, tell your smart device play podcast, Locked On Astros. So, Brett, let's talk a little bit about today's game, because it seemed like it was another one of those games where it was like, oh, no, Steve Cishek by the seashore gave up 3 homers. And he said it was like playing wiffle ball with his daughter. Basically, it wasn't a good first impression, but it's just spring training. And as Brian McTaggart would say, it is March 1st. You can't be too worried about it.
Yeah, exactly. I joked on Twitter with the guys from Apollo and said, basically, I said, we need to get Jack Easterby in here and clean house because we got to tear it down from the ground up. Of course, all joking aside, Cishek, I literally was tweeting that he gave up back-to-back home runs, and I'll go, oh, but wait, there's a third home run. The second home run was wind-aided, as noted by Sparks and Ford on the broadcast. And so they were 3 solo home runs, Josh Harris and Ryan Zimmerman and Yadier Hernandez. So that put them up 3-0 real quick. The Astros came back and they got a home run from Steven Souza Jr. with a 2-run bomb. And that made it 2-3 real quick.
Yeah. And Steven Souza Jr. was playing a little bit of first base. So he's trying to increase his position flexibility. So there may not be a lot of position playing time out there in left field or maybe even in right field. And he's definitely not playing a lot of time in center field because he's not really center field material. And unless you're going to put him in right field and put Kyle Tucker in center field. And this is something that I've been wanting to bring up, but I'm not so sure I want to have Kyle Tucker in center field. You want him focusing on his plate appearances. You don't want him having to worry about playing that big, massive center field.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned that because in game one, Miles Straw, we didn't get to talk about it. Miles Straw went 2-for-2 in their 7-inning game, making the most of his opportunity. He got on base. If he can get on base, he's going to learn how to track those fly balls down. I know that's been one of the biggest critiques of, you know, Astros fans out there is, well, he doesn't seem comfortable out there. He kind of doesn't track balls well. He really hasn't had consistent playing time in the outfield. So you have him out there. I see Steven Souza Jr. being able to make this ball club maybe be a fourth outfielder, a utility guy. He actually did make a sliding diving catch out there. And in the first game, Jason Castro, the Astro, got the first RBI of spring training. He also went 2-for-2. And he played a little bit of first base as well, didn't he? And so you've got guys that are out there showing versatility. You know Yuli Gurriel is going to need to rest. You know some guys out there are going to need to rest. But I want to talk a little bit about the game today, some of the pitchers that may not get the headlines before we get to the 9-inning comeback victory. Ronel Blanco.
Oh, I thought I saw that he played first base. Maybe I was thinking of Souza. Sorry.
Okay. No, okay. That's fine. So scratch that. So Castro did make the most of his by going 2-for-2. So scratch that. I said that. I misread the notes that I typed. So let me tell you about Ronel Blanco. He is a Sugarland Skeeter alumni, Eric. That's really cool. Before they became a part of the Astros, he was with the Sugarland Skeeters. He had 2 strikeouts in his frame. Ryan Hartman came in and got 2 strikeouts in his frame, which actually gave him the win. So tell us, who got the game-winning hit in this game?
I have no clue. I've never heard of this guy. His name is Jeremy Pena. I hear he's a kind of good shortstop.
He's okay. He's stacked and jacked. He looks like he's a freaking guest model out there with his Instagram post. And, you know, I know our fans are liking that, but let me tell you, Alex De La Cruz, Alex DeGaudi, Ronnie Dawson all hit singles back to back to back. Then Colin Barber got hit by a pitch. And when that happened, Jeremy Pena gets up, hits a sacrifice fly, which would lead to their win. Now, so he's batting zero and he's winning baseball games for you. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. And then Colin Barber was hit to give the Astros the lead and eventually win. So they basically, the Sugarland Skeeters got the win for the Astros today.
There you go.
So that's something to look forward to. This is the team that's going to be playing down in, off of 59, and you get to go watch them. So that's awesome to think about. And speaking of which, the Astros did make a move recently. I don't think we had a chance to talk about this, but Justin Verlander was placed on the 60-day IL. This is not something that anybody's surprised about because he had the Tommy John surgery. And the Astros did claim Robel Garcia. I believe they claimed him from the
Angels.
Angels. So what position does he play? He's a shortstop or no, second base or...
He is a second baseman. He's 27 years old, and he has played in 22 career major league games. Not impressive, but you bring the guy in to fill a roster spot. You give the guy a chance. You give him a look. You need versatility, and there's apparently something there that they see that they like.
Yeah, and this is just another chance. In case there's injuries or something, and this does not mean he's going to stick. This just means that he's here for right now. So we'll have to see if he sticks around the entire time. But this is just somebody who's going to just be right here right now. And this is just a depth option for right now. So I'm not too worried about this if the Astros pick up somebody. But remember, James Click was saying that they're looking for options to increase to help the lineup down the road or in help the team. This is what that is. He has options. He has minor league options. He doesn't have to be on the he doesn't have to make the team. He can go up and down a lot this year, so he could be somebody who can go to be at Sugarland. So
tell me, have you heard anything, and this is just for conversation's sake, have we heard anything about Jackie Bradley Jr. going anywhere? And if he's not going anywhere, does that mean his price is dropping? And if his price drops, let me hit you with this question. If his price drops and his market kind of depletes, do you think he's someone the Astros make a last-ditch effort at all or no?
I still think even if his price drops, I think the Astros will be backing themselves in a corner if they go out. And just like you'll be throwing away all your available money in case you have, let's say you need a closer at the trade deadline. You can't go out there and trade for that closer. You can't go out there. And so like the Astros, what if Steve Cishek, maybe this was a mirage and he's really a good player and he makes the major league roster. That's $2.2 million that is not really being accounted for right now.
True.
So there's a lot of stuff that you have to talk about. So
dry powder, right?
Dry powder.
There you go.
Powder. Let's talk about some of the quotes from Cishek today. So he said, I figured I'll just get them out of my system, and talking about the three homers. It is what it is. It's disappointing. You want to make a good first impression. Obviously today wasn't the best first impression, but it happens. I'm going to look forward to the next outing. And overall, I felt really good, and I'm going to bank on that. What else can you say after giving up three homers?
Right. No, yeah. And, you know, I love his next quote. He says, obviously, my first outing, I was just messing around with some stuff, getting two quick outs. I might have gotten too confident with it. He said, basically, I could have probably given up a home run to my daughter, throwing a wiffle ball to her. That's how bad I threw. And he acknowledged that he was disappointed. But again, it is March 1st, to quote Brian McTaggart. And the Astros won. They won 7-6. They were down and they came back and they did it with the young guns. They did it with the comeback kids. The farm is alive.
Yeah. So speaking of reliable bullpen pieces, sometimes you just need that reliable part for your vehicle. Where can you go get that reliable part for your car?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Eric, because you can go to rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning when you can wait while the counterman orders the parts for the computer? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com is a family business. That's right. They've been around 20 years, and they're here for you. From everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Hey, if you need new carpet, go to RockAuto.com. Best of all, the price at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car and truck. Right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com.
All righty. So we always love Zach Greinke quotes. And I know in yesterday's podcast, we had Lance McCullers kind of give us a good quote. I know that he has several, and I'm sure he wasn't going to tell us all of them. But Zach Greinke looked super awkward in front of the camera, and especially on Zoom. But this is some of the stuff that he had to say today. So thoughts by Zach Greinke. So Zach Greinke on the 2021 Astros. I guess I don't really know about the pitching part, but the offense looks good. As long as we stay healthy, I wouldn't want to have to face our team right now. Looking at some of them swinging around here, they look pretty good. Ask if he believes the Astros have confidence in him after saying, is this what you talked about in earlier thing we did with, what channel was it?
CBS 19 in Tyler, Texas.
Yes. Usually you guys try to butter me up before you ask me tough questions. I don't know. We'll see. I got to pitch good where I know I should be pretty good this year. And so Zach Greinke's contract is up after the season. Ask if he wants to continue playing beyond 2021. He says, I guess I'll think about it. Probably depends on how good I feel. Hopefully pitch a lot longer still. A lot of things come into play on whether you're allowed to pitch long as you want. And about his arm, he says, my arm feels great. Since I started throwing all year long, my arm feels a lot better. And I don't get as sore when spring training starts, and I feel stronger.
Yeah, because he shaves 2 weeks off of his spring training because he waits until the mandatory 27th, which is actually pretty smart. And when you have that many years under your belt, you want to do that. And so here's the thing. Even if you're concerned about Zach Greinke or not, we have other things that you can tune into. We are covering everything you need to know about the Houston Astros. But what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered. There are there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, and the final Zach Greinke quote is the best. And I remember him talking about this after he got traded to the Astros. He said, you know what? This is back then. He was like, now I can't hit. This sucks. So this is what he had to say today. He said, the only milestone I pay attention to is the one I wanted to get 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases. And then I got traded to the AL. Made it way harder for that to happen. Then I got caught stealing for the first time ever when I was in Houston because I wanted to steal so bad. Zach has 9 stolen bases and 9 homers.
You know what's great? He has enough self-awareness to know that he hurt the team because he was selfish enough to go for that 10th stolen base. I mean, if that, it's like you want to find a way to keep this guy on the team.
Right.
I mean, I know he's going to garner a pretty big salary, even being a veteran. But, man, if you could keep him in Houston, what did Dusty Baker say about Zach Greinke?
Well, Dusty Baker says what he always says. He said, I admire the guy and I respect him. And this is something that we talked about earlier. Last year, Dusty Baker almost pulled him, but he changed his mind. And this is something that Zach Greinke was taken aback by because Wasn't it AJ Hinch who pulled him? And
AJ Hinch pulled him. We saw it again this last year in the World Series against the Dodgers. You had Blake Snell was steamrolling that Dodgers. I mean, Mookie Betts was 0-for, and then Kevin Cash pulled him. And now I don't think that's the reason why the Dodgers ended up winning, but that was a big part of it. And there is something to be said about analytics, and there's something to be said about the numbers. And I know Billy Ripken's got a book about it that I'm, you know, reading right now about numbers and old school baseball. Dusty Baker, I think, is the perfect mix of old school. And I think he grew up a little bit. The great thing, I think a great coach or a great player is someone who's willing to learn. Because, you know, we teach, right? I know I'm a teacher, but I'm always a learner as well. And so I thought Dusty Baker did really well by himself, by Zach Greinke. And just that's why he's such a good fit for this team.
Yeah. So I agree with that. So, yeah, that's what Zach Greinke, I think he should come back. He is not the same guy. I don't know if he's going to garner the same salary he has right now, but who knows? I don't really know. I mean, he doesn't throw 100 miles per hour. I mean, I don't know if he ever did, but.
No, he did. He did when he first came up. Yeah. When he was 19 years old, I remember seeing him pitch his rookie year. He threw 100 plus. Now, you know, his son is playing T-ball right now, and they're the Royals. And I'm sure Zach Greinke is probably considering some of that. And what was up with that fishing shirt? Was you think he was about to go catch some marlins or something? Because he looked like he was ready to hit the salt water and go fishing out there in the Gulf.
That is the ultimate veteran move. That is the, like, you know what? I don't even feel like putting on my jersey for this, this little Zoom call. And I don't feel like doing that. So he is how old? He is 37 years old. So he is 37 years old. So I just,
he'll be 38 in October.
Yeah. So I see him maybe signing a 1 to 2 year deal, maybe, if that. I think if he likes it here, I think he feels comfortable here, honestly. I mean, he's left places. He left the Dodgers because he wasn't really comfortable there. He definitely left. I want to say he wasn't comfortable with the Royals. That's why he left. And he's comfortable here. So I think he's willing to stay here. I don't know if he's as willing to stay as Lance McCullers is, but who knows? So we'll have to see. But I would love to have Zach Greinke.
Oh, who wouldn't? I mean, I just think his presence, I think just what Lance told us on the podcast. If y'all haven't listened to it, go back and listen to that interview. And he talked about, I won't spoil it if you haven't heard it, he talks about advice he got on his four-seam pitch, and it was very Zach Greinke. I was like, that is what I wanted to hear when I asked him that question.
Yeah, and it definitely talked about Scott Boras. I don't know who Zach Greinke's agent is, but
he's with XL Sports, so I don't know who.
So, but yeah, there's definitely a changing of the guard coming up, and the Astros have four big-time free agents leaving. I know Justin Verlander is having Tommy John surgery, but he's a free agent next year. Then you have Carlos Correa, Lance McCullers, and then Zach Greinke. These are big names that are possible free agents this next year. So this is the Astros have some big-time decisions. So you can see why they're a little gun-shy extending Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers at this moment, because they don't know what they're going to do with Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke, because all this money is coming off the books. But if you put that money right back off the book on the books, then you're going to be limiting yourself again. So speaking of money on the books, let's talk a little bit about betonline.ag.
Well, betonline.ag is your sports book expert. There where we go when we bet on sports, it is college basketball season. We're about to hit March Madness, the big tournament. You need to go to betonline.ag. And when you do, use a promo code Locked On. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus for whatever your deposit is. It is a great place. They have the best odds. They just came out with Rookie of the Year odds. I don't know the American League, but I hear it in the National League. The Pirates have the leading candidate this year. Last year, everybody had Kyle Lewis winning it. He did. So you can bet on Cy Young. You can bet on most home runs. There's all kinds of things, prop bets, and even bets from TV shows. Go to betonline.ag. They are your sports book experts. They are the place to go. Use Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus when you join.
All right. It may be a little bit late. It's 8 o'clock here, but I'm sure it's in California. It's not too late for Belching Beaver. So talk to us a little bit about Belching Beaver.
Well, Belching Beaver has partnered with us, and they have been around since 2012. Now, all of their breweries right now are on the West Coast in the San Francisco Oceanside type area, but they have expanded to like 14 different states. They are in Texas. You go to belchingbeaver.bev to find where they sell Belching Beaver. They basically came here to the Austin area, and I believe they basically sold out in 24 to 48 hours, and they're looking at partnering with other brewers in the area. So be looking for Belching Beaver. They've got easy drinking blondes. They've got stouts. They've got everything. They've even partnered with the Deftones. They've created a second beer with the Deftones. The sky's the limit with this group. It's guys that, honestly, they just want to have a damn good time. Go to belchingbeaver.com and check out what they got for you.
All righty. So I know that spring training has just now begun, but we got some exciting pitching matchups tomorrow. And I'm excited to see, well, actually, we won't be able to see or hear these matchups tomorrow. But we got, I believe it's Framber Valdez and Christian Javier on the mound tomorrow. So that should be exciting to read about,
maybe. Yeah, I was wondering, like, I was thinking you were waiting to pause to really get like a person interesting to Astros fans. No, you're right. I mean,
no, live tweet, because maybe we'll see Chandler Rome and
true. So we need Michael Connor, Chandler Rome, Brian McTaggart, Jake Kaplan. Who am I missing? Beat writers, period. I need y'all live tweeting so I can keep up with it.
First pitch is a strike down the middle, outside yeah, corner.
Like play-by-play tweeting. Can you imagine that thread? But, you know, I'm excited to see Valdez and Javier get out there on the mound. I know they're excited to be out there. Also, among the starters in points, Port St. Lucie, who do we have going out there, Eric, the big names?
Well, Miles Straw is going out there, so likely he'll be leading off. Then you have Ledmys Diaz. I believe this first time he's been in
game. Yes, he has not played yet.
Jason Castro is going out there, and I believe Michael Brantley, this is his first time in a game as well. So those are the big names going out there. So it's not going to be a big, big, big time lineup, but Michael Brantley lives out there. So he's just going to be roll out of bed and kind of throw on his uniform and just kind of go out there. But yeah, this is going to be an interesting matchup. And so versus the Mets, and the Mets are a pretty good team. They got Francisco Lindor now, and we'll have to see how under new ownership, how they handle things. And I wouldn't be surprised if they make some big trade at the trade deadline if they are close. But at the East is going to be a tough division because they have the Braves, the Nationals, and the Marlins. The Marlins made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I think the NL East is the most competitive division in all of baseball this year by far. That's going to be an exciting division. I don't know if you remember back to the National League days.
I forgot the Phillies, too. And Nationals are actually one of – they're not the great team.
Well, no, they're going to be competitive, but they're not going to be bottom of the barrel, but they're not going to be chasing for first. But I remember back to the NL Central days with the Houston Astros and all those races that we had with the Cubs and the Cardinals. And that was always, you know, fun to watch.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how Christian Javier goes. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're both going to only pitch two innings, but Framber Valdez, according to betonline.ag, wasn't he like 3,300 plus 3,300?
Yeah, he was towards the top.
Yeah.
And here's the
for
thing.
For Cy Young.
I think if his mental makeup, what he did last season, and he carries that through. Now, we saw what he did in 60 games. I think you get into more routine. You have Maldonado. You have Castro. You have McCullers back. You have these guys around you. You have Brent Strom. Brent Strom has added some phenomenal other coaches. I think it's a recipe for success for Framber Valdez.
Yeah. And guys, speaking of which, if you like hearing about prospects, not just about the Astros prospects, but go listen to Adam Aram over Layton over at the Locked On MLB Prospects. He talks about all the prospects out there, not just the Astros. And there's some teams that have some really good prospects. And you see all these teams making these big trades, like the Padres. There's a reason why they're able to go make those trades, because they have the prospects. So go listen to Locked On MLB Prospects, and you can hear about all the future stars of tomorrow today. I think that's what the slogan is in Corpus Christi. Go see the Astros of tomorrow today. Now they can say that, I guess, in Sugarland. Go see the Astros of tomorrow today.
Like, literally, go see the Astros of tonight today.
So we kind of got on a little tangent there. But, this is going to be interesting to see what happens with the bullpen. I know C-Shack had a kind of a rocky outing, but Andre Scrub has been opening some eyes. And so really the final bullpen spot is kind of between him and Andre Scrub.
We haven't seen Stanek yet. Right. So we haven't seen Presley. So I think, you know, they're kind of rolling them out. And I think some of that has to do with COVID and how many players they want going out there and all that stuff. Right. So that's probably kind of the slow rollout. So I'm excited to see those guys get out there. I really want to see Stanek do something special, because I mean, you have to have some kind of belief in that guy to bring him, because he has potential, but he's never really been given that, you know, number one opportunity to maybe be that closer.
Yeah. And I still think that they're probably going to go to some type of bullpen by committee type of thing. So we'll have to see. It's still way early. We still have got what, opening day is a month from now.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah. And it's a 9 p.m. game, guys. 9 p.m. game. April 1st, yes.
Oh, man. See, I was literally telling you, I was like, oh, cool. April 1st, opening day game is going to be
a day.
Yeah,
let's take the day off.
It'll be early. Nope. Yeah, we were wrong. Good Lord. Thanks, MLB.
Yeah, so we're going to be, the Astros going to be in Oakland, and it's going to be a late night game. And
dude,
so,
that really sucks. Like, I'm actually genuinely kind of pissed off about that right now, because I was really looking forward to, like, maybe a 6 o'clock
night,
start.
Locked On Astros. That's with right. Eric and Brett. It's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to Locked On Astros podcast.
You're right, like yawning. Or like, get me a coffee.
Now, it would be worse if the Astros lose. It'd be like, yeah, the Astros lost. Don't we got to do that. Three segments of this. This is great.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I thought you were talking about now. I was like, oh, crap, he's getting bored. All right, folks. Well, it has been a fun ride tonight.
Arm feels great.
Here's the thing. I do want you all to go, if you haven't gotten a chance to, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. Let us know how we're doing. We love our fans. We love the interactions. Thank y'all for submitting your questions. Your questions were amazing.
All righty. And go Miles Straw. We really need that speed at the top of the lineup. It's something the Astros have missed over the past, what, 3, 4, maybe 5 years, is a real speed burner. We haven't had somebody outside of Altuve who's really stolen a lot of bases.
Right.
And so I think the Astros need that type of dynamic. We have some fast runners, like Springer was a fast runner. Correa could steal some bases. You had Altuve could steal some bases, but you never really saw him.
And we have Kyle Tucker, he's fast, but Miles Straw, I think, is known as the fastest guy in the major leagues.
Yeah, so if he can get on base, you can manufacture some more runs. So I think that if he is the leadoff guy, he can get on base. You can see the Astros generate some runs. So, guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. And go listen to that Locked On Astros podcast with Lance McCullers. It was a great interview. We talked about Scott Boras, who would win in a MMA fight with Carlos Correa, and so much more. It was a great interview. And go Astros, and we will talk to you tomorrow.